Now, I love America, man, I must say. I love America. I got to say, America is the greatest country in the world, okay? It's the greatest country in the world. In the whole world, it's the best place. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be from. America's the greatest country in the world, and we are all lucky to be here. Everybody in this room, lucky to be here. Even black people, lucky to be here. But if you black, you gotta look at America a little different. If you black, America's like the uncle that paid your way through college, but molested you. Oh, you gotta forgive, right? You gotta forgive. What's the biggest issue in America right now? The most divisive issue in America right now is affirmative action. Now, a lot of people think affirmative action got a lot to do with the 60s and the back of the bus and separate lunch counters. No, 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 no. When you see footage of the 60s and see black people, see us getting sprayed down and hosed down and dogs getting sicked on us and little girls getting burnt up in churches, that's just white people being nice. Nicer than they was in the 50s, 40s, and 30s. Shit, there's black people that died in the 30s that was looking down from heaven in the 60s going, man, them niggas got it good. No, no, no. Affirmative action was put into place to offset policies that the United States government implemented during slavery that affect us today. Now, when I talk about slavery, When I talk about slavery, I'm just talking about a period of time where black people had no rights. So you're talking about the 1600s to about 1964. You know, give or take a year, depending on when your town decided to act right. Now people go, well, what happened during slavery that could affect us today? What happened during slavery that could affect us today? A lot of shit happened during slavery that affects us every day. For instance, during slavery, they used to take the biggest, strongest slaves and breed them and try their best to make big, strong, super slaves, okay? That's right. That's right. And there's evidence of that today, like the NFL, for instance. So NFL stands for nigga fucking large. They bred the slaves, and this is why black people dominate every physical activity in the United States of America, okay? We're only 10% of the population, we're 90% of the final four, okay? We fucking dominate all this shit, okay? Basketball, baseball, football, boxing, track, even golf and tennis. As soon as they make a heated hockey rink, we're gonna take that shit to them. Motherfuck Wayne Gretzky. Wait till you see LeBron on some skates. You ain't seen shit yet. He just gonna have one skate chilling. What's up? He ain't even gonna have a stick. He gonna smack the puck with his dick. Pow! Slap shot, bitch! So that's what they did to the big, strong slaves. And you know what they did to these smart ones? Or at least the ones they thought were smart? They killed them. That's what they did. That's right. That was the policy of the United States government, to kill smart black people. That's right. So the real smart motherfuckers had to hide the fact that they were smart, okay? The law of the land was, if you read, you die. If you read, you fucking die, okay? So you know what that means? The first black drug dealers didn't even sell drugs. They sold books. Yo, man, I got two pages, man. I got two pages, man. Check it out, man. Check it out, man. I got two pages, man. Yo, man, I got a word. I got a word. Check it out, man. I got a new word, man. I got a new word, man. It's new, man. It's new, man. So think about the poor slaves that could read but had to hide it, man. Think about the poor slaves that could read but were scared to teach their kids to read but feared they'd be killing their kids, man. Think about the poor slave that used to drive the buggy in the town every day, man. Just to drive the buggy, man. And he's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. He's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. And he could read, he's driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy, driving the buggy. And up ahead he sees a real busy intersection. He's driving the buggy, 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 driving the buggy. And then he sees a stop sign. Now he's got a real dilemma. Oh, Lord, what is I gonna do? Oh, Lord, what is I gonna do? Okay, if I go across this intersection, I'ma have an accident. If I stop at this sign, these crackers will kill me. Oh, Lord, what is I gonna do? And he don't know. And he's riding the buggy. And he's riding the buggy. And at the last minute, he says, fuck it. And he goes straight through the intersection. Has a big old accident. Wipes out. Wipes out. Almost kills somebody. And the police come. Hey, nigga, what's wrong with you? Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? You could have killed somebody, nigga. You see that stop sign?
Oh, I don't know what you talking about, sir.
Nigga, you see that stop sign? That stop sign right there?
Oh, do you mean that octagon thing?
Nigga, who taught you octagon? Now, don't get me wrong with affirmative action. Don't get me wrong, man. I don't think I should get a job over a white person if I get a lower mark in a test. I don't think I should get accepted into a school over a white person if I get a lower mark in a test. But if there's a tie, fuck them. Shit, you had a 400-year head start, motherfucker. White man, you're gonna be all right. You know, a lot of people say this shit too. If you're the smartest and the brightest, you won't need affirmative action. We'll be able to get rid of affirmative action altogether if you just strive to be the smartest and the brightest. They say that as if the whole country is run by the smartest and the brightest. Now, I was in black schools and white schools, so you can't fucking tell me shit, okay? Now, when you go to a class, there are 30 kids in a class, 5 smart, 5 dumb, and the rest, they're in the middle. And that's just us, all America is, a nation in the middle. A nation of B and C students. That's all the fuck it is, a nation of B and C students. But let's keep it fucking real, okay? A black C student can't run no fucking company. A black C student can't even be the manager of Burger King. Meanwhile, a white C student just happens to be the president of the United States of America.